We're doing the Chovat Talmidim. We're up to page 5, the bottom of the page, on the PDF edition. And Chovat Talmidim had said, Rabbi of PSHN had said that the source of the problem is that the youth think themselves to be mature. They think they're adults long before they really are. And that's part of the Chutzpah Yasgei. That's part of the exceptional brazenness that we are foretold will be in the generations just before the Mashiach. We're at the bottom of the page. He says, and two ills, two bad things evolve from this. Echad, firstly, shebishvil ze, because of this, al kol madrich melamed umchanech, mabit anar ke'al aritz zar. The lad looks at any person who's trying to guide him, any teacher, any educator. He looks at him like a stranger, like a strange force. Sheba limshol alav biyad chazaka, ולשלול ממנו שלטון עצמות דעתו ורצונו. He looks at him like, you're just coming to rule over me and to take away from me my independence, my own will, my own thoughts. ומין התנגדות אף סינה מתעוררת בקרב הנער פנימה אל מלמדיו ואביו. And a type of התנגדות is an anti develops, even hatred arouses within him towards the people who try to teach him and his parents. Ad she'eino noten lev, and his father. Ad she'eino noten lev lishmo et divrayim ve'ech lekoltam belibo. It reaches a point where he doesn't give his heart to listen to what they have to say and absorb them in his heart. Rak ech litpater mehem, but his thoughts are focused on how do I get rid of them ve'latzet min yedeihem, and how do I leave their control. Ve'abet, and the second ill that evolves from this, she'efshal, just a minute please. Ve'abet, and the second ill that evolves from this, she'efshal gdula pirtza min harishon hi, it's possible that it's even worse than the first ill, and that is, she'barishona she'ishiyut hayeld ve'atzmuto lo miyahu li'itgabel ve'li'itgadel ve'odo boser. That initially, what he had said in earlier generations, where a child's independence, his personality, did not form and grow when he was still so young, גם הרגישותיו ודעותיו, his feelings and his opinions, ובכלל כל השקפותיו ושאיפותיו, and in general, all his views on life and his aspirations, לא מיהרו להתפתח קודם זמנן, they weren't swift to develop before their time, מי נהר חלק היה הילד, the child used to be like a clean piece of paper, v'nefesh torah, with a pure soul, lekabel et hatzurot ve'et hadiburim asher yershamu alav morav v'rabotam. And he was capable of accepting the shape, the words that his educators, his teachers, tried to have an impact on him. Ve'em be'emet safu lo ketorah, and they really fed him like you'd feed an ox. They'd feed him up. ולא דיבורים בלבד, they didn't just speak, רק גם את נפשותיהם בו הכניסו, ועל נפשו חרטו. They'd put their souls into him, and they'd engrave their personalities into his own. והיה, כאשר התחילו אחר כך ניצני נפש הילד, and then later, when the little saplings of the child's soul, הרגשותיו ושאיפותיו, his feelings, his aspirations, they all מעט מעט להתנוצץ, slowly started blooming, מצאו כבר נער דשן בדושנה של תורה, they found a child that was like land filled with Torah, ושמן משמן משחת קודש, and it was like oil that was holy oil, והיו הן ניצני הרגשותיו ושאיפותיו, עוד לכוח מוסיף, so the saplings of his feelings and his aspirations were like an added strength, ולנשמה יתרה, and an extra soul, להצמיח ולהוסיף על התורה ועבודת השם אשר הכניסו בו רבותיו, to add to the Torah and service of Hashem that his teachers had implemented within him, בהם התחנך ובקדושתה מתגדל, that he had been educated in those ways, and in that holiness he had grown. לא כן אתה, but that's not the case now, שאישיות ועצמות הילד ממהרת להתגבל, that his personality and his independence are swift to form, ולהתגדל and to grow, קודם זמנו, before the right time. גם שאיפותיו, so too his aspirations, דעותיו, his opinions, והשקפותיו, and his outlooks, memeiret litpateach, they are swift to develop beodan boser, marim ve'arsim, when they're still an unripe fruit, bitter and poisonous. Uve'en matrilu litbonen ve'lachko b'chol davar. And taking his own opinions, his own aspirations, his own tendencies that have nothing to do with what he was taught with holiness. They have to do with a child's view on the world. He thinks he's an adult, and with that he starts looking and searching things out. Even things that really are prohibited for him to explore at that stage. Like an independent man. And he gets excited, he gets impressed with an excitement that stems from lack of maturity. Can it be that from his knowledge, an excitement and being impressed that stems from the fact that he's not yet ripe, so it's poisonous. Can it be that from that, there will form aspirations and viewpoints that are not disqualified, that are not poisonous? So he says the source of it all is that they feel themselves adults long before they really are, and didn't used to be to this extent, he says. They always had teenagers, but not to the extent that now, when a child is very young, he feels like he knows everything, and he feels like he's entitled to an opinion, and because of it, it reaches a point where you can't really educate him, and he forms his own opinions when he doesn't yet know enough, and he doesn't have enough to form opinions. And I can tell you that we feel the same way. It's amazing. He wrote this a century ago. We feel it with our children. I mean, educators today say that every 3-4 years, it goes back another half a year, that the kids are suddenly mature half a year earlier. If once upon a time it was 12, today I can have my kid at 4 years old talk to me like I'd expect a teenager. Literally. I mean, at 4, I'm getting answers that I didn't expect till the kid was a teenager. It's amazing that this is what he wrote a century ago.